Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
Wednesday night, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you can declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not just Savior, but He is Lord. So wonderful to know who Jesus Christ is and that He is your Savior and your Lord. Amen? Praise God. I got a lot to say and not much time to do it. We used to have a friend that was not exactly a Rhodes Scholar or a scientist. And the sign said 50 miles to Columbus, Ohio. He said, I bet I can make it in 30. So it's pretty hard to do that. You can redeem the time, but not the miles. And so I've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So let's turn to the word of the Lord. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, availeth to be of use, to have force, of efficacy, serve, help. His strength did not avail against the hostile onslaught. To avail, to prevail, we would say. And so I want to talk to you about prevailing prayer. You may be seated. I have met two presidents, spent time with several billionaires, met a few movie stars, sold horses to Tim Duncan's in-laws, known a few important people, but none of that has much import, actually. The greatest opportunity that I have, the greatest gift outside of salvation when was I got filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the greatest opportunity I have is the opportunity to pray. The fact that I can talk directly to the Creator of the universe and get an answer is the most amazing opportunity of my existence. Jesus talked about it often and long. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Jesus would say again, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you shall receive them, and ye shall have them. One of my favorite stories in the New Testament is the widow that would not be denied. Even though the judge was unjust, she simply went every day and knocked on his door till finally he said, I will avenge your adversary. But why is it that some people seem to get their prayers answered and others seem that they can never get an answer to their prayer? The truth is there is a science to prayer. We know what the word science means. A branch of knowledge of studying, dealing with a body of facts of truth systematically arranged and showing the operation of general laws. There is a science to prayer. Prayer is not a scattergun. It's not a shotgun. It's the precision of a rifle, one bullet right in the bullseye. That's what prayer is to be. So Jesus, with all that he had to say about prayer, offers a disclaimer. And he said simply that sinners have no right to answers to their prayers except the prayer of salvation. Jesus talked in code. He called it parables so that those that were his followers would know, and those that were not would not have the principles embodied in their life. And so he said the sinner wastes their time in praying if they don't have a relationship with Christ. Their only prayer is that they would get saved. The half-brother Jesus, by the same mother, James, talked a lot about prayer. He said, you ask and receive not. That describes a lot of people. And he simply said, You have not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. We know that some people simply don't have because they never pray. They don't have a prayer life. They don't know what it is to pray. They simply do not have because they ask not. But there are others that pray that do not get an answer. That's what we are talking about today. And so I want to talk about the fly in the apothecary of prayer. That thing that spoils the prayer life of people, that they simply spend time in prayer, but unfortunately never get the blessed results of prayer. And so James talked about it. He said, the reason why is you ask amiss. That means you ask in vain. That means you are not specific. You don't get a result when you pray. You spend the time, but you do not get the answer. And that, my friend, is a depressing scenario because we believe that we should get a result when we pray. Prayer is an amazing thing, that you can talk to God and suddenly the prayers open up. It rolls back like a scroll, and things that were not suddenly are. Things that you had not, you suddenly have. Things that were before in disarray are suddenly organized because you have the power of prayer. Jesus told us a story in Luke, or it's told about him in Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, about a man that came to him that had leprosy, which is a terrible disease. And the Bible said simply this: it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. The leper never questioned the ability of Jesus Christ. So many people today, in fact, I would say America in all of its trouble and crisis and problem, America rampant in all of its sin, most Americans in the Western world, and even around the world, most, if not the large percentage, most believe in the power of God. There's not many people that would say they don't believe that God does not have the power. God has the power. And we Americans certainly understand that. God has the power. God has the ability. And so the leper never questioned the ability of Jesus Christ. He said, you can if you will. And there, my friend, is the fly in the ointment of the apothecary of prayer. What is the will of God? It's just as important to believe that God is willing as it is to believe that God is able. You know, it's an old cliche that we've heard in fundamental churches for years. God is a good God all the time. That talks about the ability of God, but it also talks about the willingness of God. Those that are in doubt about God's willingness to perform will always be in lack of God's miraculous intervention. Abraham declared that he knew God was able to perform that which he had promised, but it was not until he was persuaded that God was willing that Sarah conceived. You must know the will of God. You know, I've said it before, and I got it from Mike Murdoch, but it's a shocking statement. The will of God is seldom done on earth. That's exactly what prayer is asking God to perform his will. What God wants to happen will happen. You say, well, if it's the will of God, it will happen. No, no, not true, my friend, at all. Because we never grasp God's willingness, we many times do not get God's intervention. Jesus told us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, and he said, this is the way to pray. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, indicating that the will of the Father is not done until somebody on earth is intercessory enough to bring that will to pass. That's what prayer is. It's God's partner on the earth. Remember the old text in Genesis that it did not rain but because there was no man to till the ground or no man to plow. Prayer is plowing. Prayer is tilling the ground. Prayer is saying, I know what thy will is, and now, God, I want to see it performed in my life on this planet. The leper was healed when he grasped the understanding that Jesus' ability and Jesus' will were one and the same. His will is not decided by feeling or by circumstance. There is no variableness in God. God is always the same. God is always righteous. God is always good. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no variableness in God's will. It is forever settled. Most believe in God's ability but are confused and in doubt about God's will. All healing comes from God, regardless of method, whether it's because you are prayed for in a service somebody speaks the word over you and lays hands on you, as James said to do, or whether a doctor or a caregiver helps you, or you use medicine, all of it is the will of God, because healing is always the will of God. Every doctor or health caregiver is working for the great physician, whether they are a believer or an agnostic. It does not matter. I'm an expert on healing, not just because I'm a preacher of the Word of God, but because me and my family have been such regular recipients of the hand of God in healing our bodies. It's not that we have never been sick. It's not that we have never got bad doctor's reports. It is that God intervened in our behalf, and praise God, sent His Word to heal us. That makes me an expert on healing. There are other experts in this building that you've had many, many bad reports, but all of them came to nil because you knew God and you knew the will of God was to heal you. Praise God. It's always the will of God to heal. Embrace and understand that it is always the will of God to heal. The preacher on the radio said, I've got the flu. I might get better quickly if it is the will of God. If not, I'll have this thing for a while. And he's a preacher, and he doesn't know it is the will of God to heal him. Friend, we must understand that the will of God is always the same. Faith begins where the will of God is known. That's the reason why some people struggle with faith. They simply don't know what the will of God. We must understand it is the will of God to heal us all the time. Most people don't know the will of God for two reasons. They don't know the will of God because they don't know the Word of God. The reason why we should study the Bible is not something we study just for information. Friend, we study it that we might understand God. And when we understand God and get insight into the person of God, it opens up a whole world that the unbeliever does not live in. Friend, when you understand the will of God for your life, you can have victory after victory, move from faith to faith, accomplishment to accomplishment. If you don't know the will of God, you're just wandering about aimlessly, and very seldom ever will you accomplish a destination. So most people don't know the will of God because they don't know the Word of God. And secondly, they don't know the will of God because they have not been transformed. I talked about it for four Wednesday nights. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. They do not know the will of God because they don't know the Word of God, and they don't know the will of God because they have never been transformed, and they don't have a relationship. You see, when you live with somebody, Becky and I are coming up on 50 years. We know exactly what the other person wants after 50 years. Friend, there is a relationship with God to where you walk with Him so long, so intimately, so closely that you know the will of God even before you pray, and so you know how to pray effectively. Healing will not come to us that are undecided as to the will of God concerning our healing. Lord, heal me if it's your will. You have wasted words and time because, friend, that's not a prayer at all. That's just a musing. It's not a prayer. It is not the will of God for any to perish. But the Bible tells us in 2 Peter, it's not the will that any should perish. But you would agree with me that people are perishing. Friend, I want to tell you that it is absolutely essential for you to know the will of God to pray effectively. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask amiss. You don't know what the will of God is. The Bible tells us that Satan comes in immediately to steal the Word of God. When we hear it, he tries to steal it. Why? He does not want you to know the will of God. You cannot pray in faith until you know the will of God. When you recognize or are diagnosed with a sickness, the attack immediately comes against the Word of God. But if you know that that sickness is as a result either of the Adamic nature or a direct attack of Satan, then you can pray effectively against it. But if you believe that that sickness is perhaps a messenger from God, it's an angel in disguise, there's no way that you can pray effectively toward that sickness. You've got to be able to rebuke it in Jesus' name. You cannot rebuke something that you are undecided whether it's from God or not. If you're still living under that terrible theology that God sends sickness that he might teach you, then friend, you will never ever be effective in your prayer and you will ask amiss. God teaches me two ways, by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. He doesn't teach me through adversarial conflict. He doesn't teach me through divine attack. He doesn't teach me through sickness and crisis. And so, friend, when the devil comes roaring against me, the enemy like a flood, I have the ability to pray in faith the Word of God and say, this is not the will of God. And so, friend, when sickness comes into me, I can pray effectively against that because I know the will of God. It's the will of God for me to be in divine health. It's the will of God for me to be strong. It's the will of God for me to overcome every dart of the enemy. And so when the devil comes in with sickness, I can say, I know the will of God is for me to be strong. I'm a child of God. I'm a messenger of God, and God does not want me sick. And so I take dominion over that, and so I can pray effectively and get an answer. Number one, that's in healing. Let's look at one other thing. Some people say, and I see it all the time on Facebook, and I'll never understand it except that Satan has got a hold of people's mind. But they attack the prosperity message. Ladies and gentlemen, I am prosperous. I prosper every week. I prosper more and more. Increase is a part of my life. My life gets better and better. I accumulate more and more. Why? Because it is the will of God. If you don't understand that, you're going to live in poverty. You're going to have to work for every dollar you get. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a place where you can get to where you don't have to work for every dollar. You're going to get more than your paycheck. God is going to cause men to give into your bosom. But that's not going to happen if you don't know what the will of God is concerning prosperity. It is always the will of God to increase his believers. Let me say that again. It is always the will of God to increase his believer. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel confirmed by it by an oath. God said, by an oath, I confirm that I will abundantly show you the promise of God. It is the will of God for you to be blessed. I believe in financial miracles. I believe in miraculous prosperity. And so when I pray, I don't have to pray, if it is your will, God. I know the will of God concerning my prosperity before I even pray. God, it is your will that I never have lack. It is your will that I not be in poverty. It is your will of God that there's always abundance in the meal barrel. It's the will of God that my cup overflow. And so when I pray, hallelujah, what do? I simply cause demons to be stymied and to be chained where they cannot rob from me. And I cause angels to become my errand runners. And I release men that don't even realize that they're being used of God to bless me, because I know it is the will of God. How do I know? Psalm 35 and 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Ladies and gentlemen, I would assume that everybody in this audience agrees with me and that we are favoring the righteous causes of God. If we do that, this is the will of God. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. When I begin to pray, when I need money, I already know what the will of God is. I know the will of God is to take pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Friend, you cannot pray a vague prayer, an amiss prayer, an undecided prayer. if it be the will of God. You've got to predetermine the will of God according to the Bible and according to your relationship with Him before you pray. Because once you know that, my friend, you're like the little widow. You simply will not go away. Every day you're going to knock on the door, and sooner or later that door is going to spring open, and the abundance of God is going to become your inheritance. When I came to San Antonio, I came with very little money, but I knew that God called me to this city. I hope you're praying for the people in South Louisiana as a sidebar. Because they are suffering. I can name you a dozen churches right off of the top of my head that were totally destroyed in the hurricane this week. But I also thank God, because when I was a young preacher, my friend C.G. Weeks, one of the greatest men of God I ever knew, was bound and determined, because he was the district superintendent of Louisiana, that I was going to pastor in Louisiana. And he called me Stevie, and he'd call me, Stevie, such and such church is coming open. I want you to take that. And I would pray, and I would have to be so nice because I love this man of authority so much. He was bound and determined I was going to build a church in New Orleans, Louisiana. And he would call me all the time to either start a church in New Orleans or take one of those churches that would come open. And I was able to say no, and I thank God every day that I'm not in New Orleans, Louisiana. Because I knew the will of God was for me to come to San Antonio. And so the point was, when I came to San Antonio, I had very little money. But I knew that God had called me here. And so I would pray every day, God, give me a building. God, give me a place. God, give me real estate. Lord, give me a location. And I would pray every day. Didn't have enough money to do anything about it, but I had the power of prayer. Prevailing prayer. And thank God, 45 years later, we are here on this freeway in what my friend Brother Mike Timonella used to call the greatest church location in America. Why was that? I knew what the will of God was. And so when I prayed, hell couldn't stop me. Friend, when you determine it is the will of God for something in your life, and you base it on the Word of God, and you base it on your friendship with God, friend, your prayer cannot be stopped. You might be like Daniel. There might be demons that come against you, but your prayer cannot be stopped. Suddenly the door is open and the miracle is manifest. There is a power in prevailing prayer that nothing else on this earth can touch. But you have to be able to pray with absolute assurity, this is the will of God. It is the will of God for me to be in health. It is the will of God for me to be in prosperity. It is the will of God for my kids to be saved. It is the will of God for me to have revival. It is the will of God, and I won't stop. When you become convinced that it is the will of God, your prayer will assign angels duties, and your prayer will slap the face of the devil and bloody the nose of Satan till he will flee from you, because he said, there is a woman, there is a man that knows the will of God and the power of prevailing prayer. We might as well pick up our briefcase and leave, because there is nothing we can do to stop them from obtaining their desired will, because they're people of prayer and they're people of the will of God and the Word of God, and they know exactly what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get people like that, they can save a family, they can save a church, they can rock a city, they can change a nation. Do you know what the will of God is for your life? Before you ever go to prayer, you have to obtain. Not only is God able, but God is willing. God is willing. God is willing for me to be blessed coming in and going out. God is willing for every weapon that is formed against me to fizzle to nothing. God is willing for me to be promoted. God is willing for me to be exalted by the hand of the Lord. Friend, when you understand that it is the will of God, it gives you a confidence that will get you promoted above your fellows. The Bible said in the Word of God, on your job, you'll get promotion when other people are getting laid off. Why is it? Because you know it's the will of God. You know that the favor of God is on you. You know that God has looked at you and you are the apple of His eye, and God will fight every demon and every devil and every word that is spoken against you and every enemy that comes against you. God will fight them all because you are now a servant of the Most High God, and you favor the righteous causes of God. And because that God is going to cause you as His servant to prosper. Friend, when you do that, you literally become a prayer warrior. Friend, you can't get down and pray vaguely. You can't get down and whine in the name of Jesus and think that is a prayer. You've got to get in prayer and do it with authority and say, God, you are able, and God, you are able, and you are willing, and this is what's going to happen. And so I take dominion right now with the horns of the altar. I defeat every demon. I release every angel, and this is going to come to pass. Oh, hallelujah. And suddenly miracles begin to occur. The devil begins to flee. The prosperity begins to happen. Heaven begins to open, and people look at you and shake their head and said, I don't know why. Friend, I have got preachers all over America that have told me in the last 40 years, I don't know why. I had one preacher came to me. He's still a friend of mine, and he has so much talent. He is such a talented guy. But he sat in my office in the old building, and he said, Steve, I don't understand it. He said, you are so much more blessed than I am. And then he said, and you know that I'm more talented than you are. It's not about talent. Praise God. It's about knowing the will of God. It's about knowing the ability of God. And it's about praying the prayer of faith, not praying amiss, but like a target, saying, God, this is your will. And so I will hold on. I will not listen to the critic. I won't listen to the scoffer. I will not be dissuaded by friends or enemy. I know what is the perfect will of God. And so I will pray until I see it manifest in my life, because I know, God, your ability, and I know your willingness. And so I claim this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, friend, the name of Jesus Christ is my tool, because He is my friend. When I use that name, heaven answers. When I use that name, hell shudders. There are a lot of people that like to drop names. I heard Joel Osteen. He said, I was just telling my friend Oprah Winfrey the other day, I can't stand people that drop names. Oh, friend, I want to tell you, you might think it's something to know somebody important on your job. You might want to drop a physical name of somebody that is rich or famous, but that has no power. But when I tell you that Jesus is my friend, that sticketh closer than a brother, that 45 years, He's never abandoned me. He's never turned me away. He hears, and His ear is inclined to my voice. And praise God, I can get healing when I need it. I can get money when I need it. I can get favor when I need it. I can get strength when I need it. I can get joy when I need it. It's because I know not only the ability of God, I know the willingness of God. He's not willing that you should perish. He is willing that you be saved. He's not willing that you be sick. He's willing that you be healed. He's not willing that you be broke. He is willing that you flourish and your cup runneth over. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I listen to people and their entire vocabulary tells you that they pray amiss. I just don't know why this is happening to me, Pastor. That, my friend, is an admission of failure. I don't know. I know why it's happening to me. Because I am a man of God that's got a reward on my head in hell, and the devil is against me, but I'm not concerned about what hell says, because heaven is stronger and God is greater. And when the devil comes in, it's not surprising. It is simply evidence that I'm on the right track, and that God is my friend, and praise God, I'm going to have some battles, but I'm going to win the war, because the Lord is on my side, because my God is not only able, my God is willing. Hallelujah. He wants to bless me from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He's a mighty good God, and He is my God. He's a God of riches. He's a God of abundance. He is a God of goodness. He is a God of overflow. What a mighty God I serve. And thank God that I have the ability to pray in faith and get an answer. Not pray amiss, but praise God, I ask with certainty, God, you're going to do this. And He opens the windows of heaven and pours me out blessings that I'm not able to contain. And so I'm here today to praise His name and tell you, there's no God like my God. There's no name like Jesus. There's no God that has the power that my God has. A God that is able and a God that is willing, and He's in this room right now, and I don't care what the devil is doing against you. If you would determine the ability of God and the will of God and learn how to pray that effectual, fervent prayer, your nightmare would turn to a dream, your death would turn to life, your emptiness would turn to fullness. There is such a God, and He's a good God, and He's in this building right now, and He walks these aisles right now, and He said, who whosoever will, come and receive. Stand on your feet right now. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I pray for people during the pandemic. It's been tough. It's been rough. It's been deadly. And I pray for them. God has kept me strong to pray. Because the last 6 months of this year have been the best 6 months of my life. You say that ain't possible. Oh, yes, it is. Ah, yes, it is. There is a God that in the midst of hell can cause your life to be so blessed that it is flabbergasting to the enemy. And the enemy said, I don't know what to do. The more I attack, the more they're blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, get your praise on. Get your faith out. Get your prayer going up. Get into the Word of God and find out what is the will of God, and then learn how to pray effectively until the night runs, until demons scurry, until sickness flees, until poverty hides its face, and suddenly the goodness of God is manifest in your behalf. Would you throw your hands up and praise God right now in the name of the Lord Jesus?